in to mash malon kiddushoni lei. Like we answer the command, we soon see it only means Hashem will not punish him, but there's in Shomata will punish him, that the Maisi could receive Malkus. That's the Chiddush. That on the Shvua Shav, even though the Pasuk says lo yinake, I would have thought to say does not receive any punishment at all, the Maisi will know still he receives the punishment. He does receive Malkus. The boy stands out there, if you want to tell you, Kishem Shemevi Korvin Al Sheker. The same way it's chayav a korban, if he says a sheker, he makes a shvur, he will eat, and he does not eat. Kach mevi korban al shav, that's the chiddush. Rebbe Akiva, the mechayav l'shavar kilabo, the chiddush of this brayter is that not only on a shvur l'habo, what's going to be, but even on a shvur l'shavar, what happened, also a chayav a shvur korban al v'yerin. That's my point, so Rebbe Akiva is Rebbe Shmuel, so teaching us this brayter like Rebbe Akiva. That's the Hebrew Echad Nemru. That just like a Shvua Sheker, there's a Chiyav Korban El of Yerim, same thing on a Shvua Shav, also there's a Chiyav Korban El of Yerim. First, so far we had that there's a difference between a Shvua Sheker and a Shvua Shav. So far we had that a Sheker was if you say you will eat something and you do not eat it. And the shav is on the path. If you made a shvua that yesterday you ate and really you did not eat, that's called a shvua shav. That's a chof falaf from an aleph on top, second line, third line. Meitzvah, I have a question like this. A zelhi shvua shav, what's considered a shvua shav? You're over the lav, a shvua in vain. Nishva lishanet es yadu liyodim. You make a shvua to change what's obvious to a person. Like you make a shvua, this table is a chair, or this table is a bat. So everybody knows it's a sheker, that's called shuv, that's in vain. Shvua sheker, what's called a shvua sheker? Nishpa lahachlef. You make a shvua to change around something, to change around the emes. So Rashi says, nishpa lahachlef, lishana ses emes, vishvua soyhainu lishovar. Now what happened already? Kugoyin ochalti, for lo yochal, lo yochalti yochal. You make a shvua that yesterday you did eat, and really you did not eat, that's called lahachlif. Here we see it's considered a shvua sheker, and before we said, this is also a shvua shov. When it comes out of your mouth, it's an obvious lie, that's called shov. Sheker means right now we do not know what's going to be. You make a shvua you will eat today, so let's see. But here it's mashmi, even a shvua of yesterday is also called a sheker. Samar says no. Ema say rather, nishpa umachlif. He makes a shvua now. He makes a shvua that he will eat today. And then throughout the day, he changes it around. That's the case of a shvua sheker. In other words, sheker means when it first came out of your mouth, we do not know yet what's going to be. It's possible you will be the kind of shvua. Possible no. And then later, if you change it, that's called a shvua sheker. Mar says, ki yossi rovin, when rovin came, omareb yirmiya, omareb avua. Amar Rabbi Yechon says over the name of Rabbi Yechonon that ochalti v'loy ochalti sheker. Not like we learned before. He says clearly, ochalti, if you make a shvua that yesterday I ate and really you do not eat, that's also considered a shvua sheker. Not like we had before, it's considered a shvua shov. Rabbi Yechon here says it's called a shvua sheker. And the Azarosa, where's the lav of a shvua sheker? Miloy si shovu b'shmi la shoker. You should not make a shvua sheker, don't lie. What about Oichel? For Lo Yoichel, he makes a Shavua, I will eat, and he does not eat, or he will not eat, and he does eat. Oiver B'Lo Yachel Dvaroi, he's over the regular lav of the Neder of Lo Yachel. Rashi says, Lo Yachel means do not profane your Loshin, means Lahabohu. Do not do it in the future. Dilu Lishovar, because if it happened already, Kvar Hochel Mishanishva. As soon as you said the Shavua, right away there was a Sheker. So lo yachal dvar means do not profane your loshin means in the future do not change from what you swore. That's called lahabol. But a shvua of ova, what happened already, that's not the chlal lo yachal dvaroi, but rather that's considered a shvua sheker. Now, yeah. No, with a shvua, sure, no, sure, no. He made a shvua, right? No, he said a shvua. Ochalti means either one, either ochalti. He made a shvua, I will eat. Or else he made a shvua, he will not eat. B'yezi shvua shok. Now, according to this pshat, what is considered a vain a shvua shok? Nishpa l'shaina tes yidu liyodim. As I asked before, if you make a shvua and you change what's obvious to people, you say this table is a chair. That's called a shvua shok. But once you say, I swear that I ate yesterday, and you did not eat, that's still a shvua sheker, not a shok. Omer Papa says, Hodur Abavua. This that Rabbi Avuha just said now, that even l'sha'ovar, what happened already, is also considered a shvua sheker, la b'perish itma, ela m'klol itma. He did not say it clearly, but rather it's only a proof.
What is actually the basic difference between it itself? Not for the system of saying before, but the lab is anyway the same thing. Why is it the distinction?
Well, it's a question if you receive Malkus now, we had a question. And also it's a question if there's a korban or not. A korban is only by a shvua sheker, not by a shov. It's not for me if the chiyuv korban or not. If you do not do it, you know, b'shogeg, if you chayav a korban, it'll be yerid or not. So Amar Rav Yitzchok, where's the klal? The Amar Rav Idi Baravin, Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav Yitzchok, Amar Rav Yechanon, that Rav Yehuda Roy, Mishum Rav Yosi Aglili, Yehuda says all the same Mishita, that kol loitzav say Shabbat Torah, every time we have a lav in the Torah, it depends. Lav sheyesh by maisa like an olam. If there's a lav, if there's an action there, lav sheyesh by maisa, you receive malchus for it. But v'shein by maisa ain't like an olam. Usually, if there's no action, you do not receive malchus. We have the Gemara in Malchus, because we learn it out from the lav of leisachsim shor v'dishoy, and right after it says abor miyakenu. It has to be a lav doima to leisachsim that you muzzle your animal and then you work with it. So there has to be an action involved. Chutz, excluding, minishpa, if somebody makes a shvua sheker, he swears that he will eat, and he does not eat, so that he receives malchus if he does it b'mezid. Meimar, there's overlap of tamura. Meimar, he takes one korban, and takes another animal next to it, and says, zu tacha zu, this should become kadush instead of the first one. So the locker is, both remain kadush, but it's a lav of meimar. Makal, let's go there b'shem. If somebody swears in Hashem's name, he curses. He curses his friend with Hashem's name. So even though it's only a dibur, and usually the Gemara in Makkah says, Edim Zemim is called a lav shein by Maisa. There's no Maisa since it's only a dibur. Usually dibur is not considered an action. Here in these three cases, a special limud that you receive Malkus. How do we know this? Minolan, how do we know this? Now, Nishba, Minolan, how do you know if you swear false that you receive Malkus? Omer Reb Yechanan Mishum Hashem Ben Yechoi. Omer Akro, the Pasuk says, Lo Yisiso Hashem Hashem Lekecho Lashov, Ki Lo Yenake. Do not use Hashem's name, or do not swear with Hashem's name in vain. Ki Lo Yenake, because Hashem will not clean you, will not forgive you. So the Diyak is, that Bezdin Shomalo Ein Menake Noisoi. Only Bezdin and Shomayim, be they Shomayim, they will not forgive you just by you doing tshuva alone. Avol Bezdin Shomato, but if Bezdin here, they will give you Malkus, and after the Malkus, that's what's Menachem, that will clean you, that will be your Kapara.
So you have the Malkus by Shav, which is exact in the
process. Right.
So it's
Malkus. See? Avol Bezdin Shomato, Menachem Noisoi. Omule Rav Popol Abaya, Dilma, how do you know that? Dilma may be Hochi Kom Rachman. This is what the Torah means to teach us. Lo yinake kalal, he will not be forgiven at all. On this world, a person will not be forgiven. So look, lo yinake maybe means even Malkus we do not give. So Mora says no. Iksiv ki lo yinake, if it were just that because he will not be clean to the Tamar, you'd be right. But hashtra the siv, now that it says ki lo yinake Hashem, says next to word Hashem here, the dik is Hashem hu diyeinu menakoni min Hashemayim. B'day Shemayim, they will not forgive you just by doing tshuva. Avu Bezdin Shomata, Malkin Oisei, Menachin Oisei. But yes, Bezdin Shomata here, they will give Malkus, and Malkus will free the person. That's the Ziyak, that by a Shavua, at least a Shavua Shav, there's Malkus. Samar says, now ask the Khan Shavua Shav. True, this part is talking about a Shavua Shav. Again, exactly, either a Shavua Shav means Yolish Mishana Mash Yidu Eliyodim, you say something opposite what's obvious, or else, Lishavar, you swore that yesterday you ate, and really you did not eat, that's a shvua shov. Shvua Shekhar Minolan. How do we know now that even by Shvua Shekhar, according to this man, the Yama, you receive Malkus? So Rabbi Yechonon, the day Omar, Lashov, Lashov, Shtei Pomin. Let's see, it says two times in the Pasuk the word Ashov, Shvua Shov. So Imeinu Inyan L'Shvua Shov, if we do not need it for the real Shvua Shov that you receive Malkus, if so, to no Inyan L'Shvua Shekhar, then put it by a Shvua Shekhar. The Kiddush is even by a Shekhar. If you make a Shvua, you will eat today, and you do not eat, maybe then also you receive Malkus. That's what Rabbi Yechonon said over there, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. On this, Vehevi Bor Bavua. Bavua asked a question on this. Hai Shvua Shekhar Hechidomi. What's the case talking about that you're telling me now that by Shvua Shekhar you also receive Malkus? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Shvua Shelo Yoichal. The person first makes a Shvua, he will not eat today. That's the Yisr. The Yisr is not eat. Viochal, and then throughout the day, he eats. So what's the question? Pshita gets Malkus. Lav Shiesh by Maisu. That's a regular lav that has an action to it. You made a Shvua not to eat, and you went ahead and did an action by eating. So Pshita here also, you would receive Malkus. So what's your Chiddush? The Eilat must be, the Yomar Shvua Shoichal. Person makes a Shvua, I will eat today. For lo yochal, and he did not eat today. So here, this is the case of a Shvua Sheker that you want to tell me also who receives Malkus. Why? Because we have this extra word, Shav. So Mora says, no. Hai mi like it. Is it true what he's saying? Does he really receive Malkus? We learn not like that. But your Itma, we learned. Shvua Shoichal. Kikizu hayayim. Somebody makes a Shavua, he swears that today he will eat this piece of bread. And the whole day goes by, and he does not eat it. So it says clearly, Reb Yechon v'Rash Lakish Yamri Tavayu, they both say the same halacha, that ain't a leika. You should know this person does not receive Malkus. So you see, there's a case by an Adis, by Shvua Shekhar, that you do not receive Malkus. So what's the reason why? Depends. So there's a difference between a Shvua Shekhar and a Shvua Shov. By a Shvua Shov, there we have the Gzeres HaKosav Kala Yenaka, you will not be freed, even though it's a Lav Shein by Maisa, still that's the Gzeres HaKosav, you receive Malkus. But over here, by a Shvua Shekhar, he does not hold from this Gzeres Shova. And therefore, where it's a lav shein by maisa, the din is ain't like the love, you will not receive Malkus. Resh Lakish Shomar ain't a liker for different reason. Mishum Dehevei Hasroa Sofik. We know before you receive Malkus, you have to be warned. There has to be Hasroa. Adam has to tell you, do not do this, because if you do it, you receive a punishment. And here, the Hasroa Sofik, Loishme Hasroa. Here it's only a doubtful Sofik. You can never get him the exact second. Like Rashi says, Hasroa Sofik. Rashi says Sofik in Yavro Hasroa in Lav. It's doubtful if he will not listen to the warning. Sheyochol Leima. The question is, I at the end of the day, it's right before Shkia. You're telling the person, listen, you have exactly 5 seconds left to eat the bread. If you do not eat the bread now in these next 5 seconds, you're going to receive Malkus. Still, Rashi says, Yocholema, the person could say back to himself, Adayin Yeshli Shoyes Vayim. In my watch it says, I have yet 2 minutes left to go. V'yein ha-masra yochol ha-chavein, shi'avra yoyim v'teikadei dibur shel asro. And he can't give it to him exactly when is the last second of the day. The question in time, the person that's receiving the asro could always answer back and said, it didn't bother me, your warning. Because according to my watch, I have yet 2 minutes to go. So you can never get him on the exact split second. Therefore, consider that Asura Sofik. Therefore, Ashlaka says, that's the reason why it's ain't a leika. When we had this in Gemara, Nakis, if Yechon holds that Asura Sofik, Ishme Asura, so for this reason alone, it would not free you from Malkus. It's only because it's a lav shein b'maisa. Yeah. Now, V'yom Rebavu came to answer this. What's the case that we said, Ashvua Sheker, you receive Malkus? Tehei, V'yochalti, V'lo yochalti. That the case is, for your chalti, I ate yesterday, and really it's not true, you did not eat yesterday. Rashi v'omer Rabbi Avuha, hey, hach shvua sheker, the yom Rabbi Yechon, this rabbi, m'loshin la'shov, for your chalti v'lo yechalti. So what is the proof you see that he calls even l'shov, what happened yesterday, also a shvua sheker. So it's interesting, in a shvua sheker, it depends. in a shvua sheker, where you swore that yesterday I ate, and really you did not eat yesterday, so it's a lav shein b'maisa, even though it's to the shvua sheker, here we learn out this shvua sheker is doimet to a shvua shov, that you will receive malchus. So in a shvua sheker it depends. Certain shvua shekers that are like a shvua of a shov, you would receive malchus. In the past tense, you would receive malchus for it, but in the future tense, that you will not receive malchus. If you make a shvua that today I will eat, and the whole day goes by, you did not eat, that's called a lav shein b'maisa, that's called asra sofik, and you do not receive malchus. Talmud says, umayshna, what's the difference? Amarovo, the famous Ripsa Torah, shvua sheker, doyme l'shvua l'shov, that there is a ribui, that even a shvua sheker, certain parts of it, would receive malchus, just like a shov. Ma shov l'shovar, just like the shov in vain, always means as soon as it comes out of your mouth, right away it's a shvua shov, it's in vain the first second. Av sheker nami l'shovar, who had in a shvua sheker, when you swear that yesterday you ate, and really you did not eat yesterday, so the second it comes out of your mouth, it's in vain right now. That's doima to a shua shov, therefore you would receive malchus. There's also proof that achalti, lo yachalti yesterday, is also considered a shua sheker.
So in this case,
in the future,
it would be
lo yachalti. Eis for Rav Yirmiyahu Rabahua, says shvua shelo yachalti kizu. First it makes a shvua, I will not eat his bread. Shavuah shloyach lenu, a different lashon. I swear I will not eat his bread. Shavuah shloyach lenu. Again, he swears he will not eat his bread. V'yochla, the kids he made three different lashonis, three different shavuahs that he would not eat his bread. And at the end, v'yochla, he ate the bread. The locher is a chayiv elachas. He's only chayiv one lav, it's only one aveira. Zui shavuahs bitui shechayov ma'azdoyim imakis. This is a regular shavuahs bitui that if you do it to nezid, you receive malchus if they warn you. If you do it for shegeg, you chayiv a korban el v'yerid. Yeah, the Gemara soon Rashi will explain why does it say it three times for. And yoni chayiv once Rashi says the ain shvua chal al shvua the chivon the nishba shvua rishoyna hevi la shvua shniya lekayim es the mitzvos. But now we'll learn later yipata a shvua has to always be on something that it's your choice. You're allowed to eat it if you want to. Yes, if you want to not to. Something that's a reshus, you can make a shvua to put the isra upon you. But once you made a shvua once, that now it's an isra, like it's a mitzvah for you to listen, not to eat, so it's already mitzvah, you already have a tzivui, not to eat this bread. So the second shvua is not chal. Therefore, you only chayiv once. Yeah, now, Masa Zuhi Lemute Mai says, this is the case of a shvua at Yechayiv a korbin, and what does it come to exclude? Lav Lemute, it doesn't come to exclude. Or chalti, v'lo yachalti to leiloki. Only here you receive malchus. Mashenka mashmo chalti. If you made a shvua that you ate and you did not eat, that's the leiloki. That's called the shvua sheker that you will not receive malchus for it. So Mar says loy lemuti or chalti v'lo yachalti mikorvin. Just teaching us that leshover. If you made a shvua that you ate yesterday and really you did not eat, you're part of a korvin. Zui, this is the case. Tal shirigosoi korvin el v'yirin. Here, in this case, in the future, yichayiv a korban. Aval ochalti v'lo yachalti. You make a shvua that yesterday you ate, and really you did not eat yesterday, loy, there you put the front of korban. Who does this brice go like? Rabbi Yishmoel hi. Diyomarei nechayiv el al osid lovay. He says, yoni chayiv malchus on a shvua that either I will eat, or a shvua I will not eat. That's where yichayiv a korban el of yirin. But a shvua l'shovar, what happened already, Yishmoel holds you put the front of korban. Avimokiloki, but it could be for Malchus, though you would receive Malchus. For Malchus, we have the Xerashov, La Shov, La Shov. We learn out Shua Sheker from a Shua Shov that there would be Malchus.